Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all of you. All over this friend line. God bless you. To be here. And thank you for being here. Well, there we go. God bless you. Amen. The Lord is good.
Amen.
Let's go to God in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day. Thank you every day. Oh, God, you're so wonderful. Thank you for allowing us to come before you. The only true and living God, the one who's been there ever since time. You told time to be time. You told life to be life. You told the world to be the world. You hurled the sun out in space and told the sun to be the sun. God, we just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
What a wonderful privilege it is to come before you and to praise you
and to
glory in you.
Yes, Lord.
We dare not approach you without asking you to forgive us for every sin, instead of omission, instead of commission. Help us to forgive those who trespass against us.
Yes.
Oh, God, help this line and be clear where you can send miracles everywhere.
Oh, God.
Touch people who are in trouble.
Yes.
Touch people who are down and out.
Oh, God.
Touch those who are in prison. Touch those who are hurting. Touch those people who are wounded and bruised. Touch those who are in need in the name of Jesus.
Oh.
Help those. Going through storms and rains. Those who seem to have lost their direction need to be saved and sanctified. Those who, in fact, all of them need the Holy Ghost. Touch, help, bless. Bless families everywhere, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for blessing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for every financial blessing that you're sending to the people.
So senior.
You're so ultra awesome. We praise you. And we glory in you. Oh, God, you are the best.
Yes, Lord.
Better than the best. God, we look to you. We look to you. Stretch out your mighty hand over the people everywhere.
Yes.
Release your miracle blessings unto them. Strengthen them through every storm and through every rain. Give peace of mind, I pray. Let the glory of God be revealed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, thank you for holding our hands through the storm and through the rain.
Thank you, Jesus.
For every blessing that you have already brought.
In the name of Jesus.
And God, what you're going to do. And even for what you're doing right now.
Right now, Lord.
Yeah, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you. We're trying to get you a billion every night. God, from our heart.
Yes.
And thank you for allowing us to have the intelligence to do so. You had to send that. We didn't know how to do that. We didn't even know to think that. But God, you sent divine wisdom from you. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Now help us, God. Help us, help us, help us.
To
go forward for thee. Bless us, bless us, bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you for it. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus, properly, for the glory, the glory, the glory of God. And let your glory come down on this line. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Praise your holy name. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
He's real. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for being here.
Thank you, Father.
And we love you and praise you. All right, everybody on the line, are y'all ready to do what the enemy doesn't want you to do? Doesn't want you to give praise. Up in heaven, he tried to block the praise and told everybody to praise him. Yeah, I said, I'm beautiful. I got a voice. Look at me. Don't praise God. And convince one third of them to leave the praise alone and stop praising him. Was kicked out of heaven and came down here. Now he wants to stop you from praising him. He wants you to stay quiet while others around you start praising. That's his goal, to stop the praise. Try to stop it.
Thank you.
Are you going to let him stop you from praising God? You open your mouth.
This morning, you're not
You're not on the street. Yeah. You're at the right place to get a miracle from God at the right time. Because if you're not at the right place at the right time, you can miss God, miss this miracle. I want to open that up this morning in just a moment. How important is it to be at the right place? If you like me, I've been at the wrong place sometimes, at the wrong time.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be at the right place at the right time. Everybody on this line, if you think back, you've been at the wrong place at the wrong time. But this morning, you're at the right place. Thank God, at the right time. Just right to receive what the Lord has for you. How important is it to be at the right place at the right time? All right, I want to pause for Pastor Strada and for Ambassador Hagen. All right, the line is open to you. Give us identification. Thank you.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. God bless you. Giving honor to God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, honoring God for Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, as well as all of the saints here on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line. I am Pastor Kevin Strada from the GMAP Broadcast Network and Pure Faith Outreach Ministries. And on this morning, we simply would like to just say thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity to be able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line here on the GMAP Broadcast Network every weekday morning from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We thank God for each and every one of you, and we just want to encourage you to stop by the GMAP Broadcast Network. Be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. We are a gospel internet live streaming radio TV broadcast network, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. GMAP1.com. God, turn it over to Ambassador Hagen.
God bless you. God bless you. Honor to the presence of the Lord that's on the line this morning. I am Ambassador Hagen, and we are here broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio. I'm in the live studio, and we can be reached at 347-934-0207. We do honor Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, to all the staff, to Pastor Sutter, and all the broadcasters, and to all of our listeners all around the world. We do welcome our 90-plus million listeners from all around the world. And it's an incredible thing what the Lord is doing. And Dr. Johnson, we do congratulate you on doing an outstanding job. And we can be reached, 347-934-0207, and we'll be heard literally all over the world. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Back to you, sir.
God bless you, Ambassador Hagen. We just appreciate your efforts, and also Pastor Kevin Strada, we appreciate your efforts. May I say thank you, and what I've said to you shall come to pass. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. How to get all of us to faint. And but if you faint not, the words that I give to you through the auspices of the Holy Ghost shall come to pass. Amen. God is a God of timing. That's one thing that makes God who he is. He reserves that for himself. He's a God of timing. He says when things will be and when things will not be. And he tells things to happen and they happen. But they shall come to pass. When he says it, he gave me that prophecy the other day, and then at the end of it he said, I am not God that I should lie. I am God, and I cannot lie. So the things he says will come to pass. We just have to wait on him. That's why the old saints used to say, wait on him, wait on the Lord. God bless you. I want to discuss that being at the right place at the right time. What do y'all give us some wisdom on that, whatever the Lord says. How important is being at the right place at the right time? Or is that important? Come on, let me know. Line is open to you. This is the Wisdom Seminar.
God bless you, Ambassador Johnson. Thank God for another day. Thank God for Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all the ambassador and saints on the line worldwide. This is Ambassador Pfeiffer. And I'm thanking God for being at the right place at the right time. Thank God for that topic. And it's so important. It's very important. You miss out on everything if you're not in position. And I feel that when Jesus went to gather the disciples, I feel that God had positioned them where they were. And Jesus didn't go just looking for them. He went to them and called them out. And they came forth. And I'm thanking God because they were positioned where they should have been. If they had been misplaced or out of order, then I can imagine the scripture may have indicated that he had to search for this one, search for that one. But no, he went directly to them and in their presence. And the same with the day of Pentecost. Those people were positioned by the anointing, by the Holy Ghost. They were positioned to be in that one place on one accord. That day and that time. And we can miss out on so many things, even in the natural. You can miss out on your graduation if you're not there. You can miss out on breakfast if you're not there. You can miss out on lunch, dinner. You can miss out on your work. You can lose your job if you're not there at the right place at the right time. So I'm thanking God for this because it teaches us how to humble ourselves, and it teach us how to position ourselves and get ready for the anointing of the Lord. And the Lord moves when everything is in order. The Lord comes to you when you are in humility, when you can submit yourself to his divine call. We are called, when you're called out to minister, God have you in a certain place at a certain time so that you can hear your call. And if someone come to you and tell you, oh, you're called to preach, or you've been chosen, then that will be your confirmation. But it's very important to be in the right place at the right time. You can't have certain service if everyone is not positioned in the right place, in their place, at the right time. And this prayer line is an example of it. And I'm thanking God for it because I feel, too, that this line is anointed and we're in the right place at the right time for a blessing. God bless you and thank God for the topic.
Wonderful, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you. Yeah, you have to be in the right place at the right time. And my wife and I were in Texas. Our family was in Texas. And doing well. The Lord was blessing us in a great, great way. And then he spoke to us and told us to come to Kansas. Amen. Didn't want to come here. Amen. I mean, the truth is the light. And but we knew it was God and sent us here. I want to tell you something. This prayer line would have never been if I had been in Texas. I was doing other things in my other ministry, concert ministry all over the world, and God was blessed in a great way. Never would have started the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. Never would have done it. Too busy. Amen. Traveling everywhere. God had to, oh my God, he had to slow me down. I'm realizing some things here, answered some of my questions. And I asked the Lord, he had to slow me down in order to put me in the right place at the right time for billions of praises, for a new awakening. Amen. Some of y'all, you want to realize what you're involved in when God blesses you to get involved in something. This is a new awakening. I'd be foolish, very foolish, not to realize that this is a new awakening. When have you ever heard of these things happening in all of your life? Don't downplay what God is doing just because you never heard of it. Here it is. God put it on our heart to start people, to start thanking him, first of all, 1,000 times, what led to asking people all over the country to thank him 1,000 times. And now you're hearing thank you, thank you, thank you everywhere. And not only that, then he led us into giving him a billion praises. And I didn't know how to do that until God showed us how to get him a billion praises. You think the devil led us into God a billion praises? He was up in heaven trying to stop all the praise. And now he's down here even trying to use some of the people of God to stop praise. It was the same thing. It was his M.O. in heaven. And he got kicked out for that very reason, because he was trying to take the praise, trying to get people to praise him. Y'all honor me. Yeah, y'all give me the glory. And so he's down here trying to stop it now. We own to something, folks. Don't you realize that? We own to something. A major, 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 major discovery. Man, giving God a billion praises. Amen. Amen. So I had to be at the right place at the right time. And God had to take me out of my comfort zone in order to put me at the right place at the right time. This would have never happened. And because I was at the right place at the right time, I realized that I'd be fooled. I can't be a fool. I want to realize what God has done for us. And don't let a miracle be happen to you and you not realize it happens. That's a foolish person. At the right place at the right time. Some of y'all, you know things wouldn't happen at your church. Things wouldn't happen in your life. Things would not have happened like they're happening. You wouldn't have received them. Yeah, you've been through some struggles. Yeah, you've been through some trials. Yeah, you've been through fiery trial. But yet, you have to learn to thank God through it, because God has placed you at the right place. Yeah, I don't have the big house like I had in Texas. I don't have that. My wife is not, well, she's comfortable. I'll just say, but she doesn't have all of the luxurious things like we had in Texas. But I'm telling you, it's better to be at the right place at the right time, no matter what the sacrifice is. And if you just hold on to your blessing, hold on to what God said, He will bring it. He will take you higher than you were when you left. Amen. I'm telling you. It's so important, folks. Look at your life. You wouldn't have been what you are now, yeah, if you had not surrendered and said, Lord, here I am. I want to be used to thee. I want to be at the right place right now. The line is open to you. Come on. I've got a time for about three or four more. You want to talk on that, being at the right place at the right time?
Praise the Lord.
The line is open.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. God bless you. This is Ambassador Hagen, and I thank God for this subject matter that you've chosen, because it is so right, and it is a right subject, even at the right time. And I hope to give this report as an encouragement to verify being at the right time, the right place at the right time. Some years ago, when we were on our way to the White House to have prayer in the White House, that's when we met Sister Gina, and it was the right time. And she told us about you. And then when we met you, you told us about this prayer line. And then the Lord had prophesied to you about installing us. And then from that, you told us to go ahead and start a prayer line, open the prayer cells, and to begin the work. And we were able to open that prayer cell. And from that line, which is an extension of what you are doing as you obeyed God, when that line was opened, then people overseas began to tap in. And as of right now, even though there's war in the Gaza, in Israel, there's war going on, but every day we talk to the saints that are over there in the Middle East. And this is for the accolade of God, I know. They said that this is the only church that they have over there in the Middle East. This is the only church, and that is this prayer line that they can meet together and pray together and believe God for a miracle. And I thank God, because if you had not obeyed God and left Texas, they would be over there now with the war and would not have had a church. And I thank God. We all thank God for your work and labor of love, and God is not unjust to forget about you. And I hope, being that this sort of verifies being at the right place at the right time, it will, oh, my God, not only bless us individuals, but bless many, many others. And many others are listening as a result of you obeying the Lord, not only in the Middle East, but think about it all around the world. And we thank God for you, Dr. Johnson. Back to you, sir.
Thank you, and I can't afford to miss this. You who are there in the Middle East and all over the world, and you can understand English, grab the hand of the person next to you if you've got somebody around you, because I want to pray for you in the name of Jesus, and I want to give you a prophecy, said the Lord. Give them a prophecy. Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for these precious, precious people who this is their only church, listening to this prayer line. And God, I take time right now to pray for them, their families. I ask for protection around them. I see it as an invisible shield, as an invisible shield all around them. Amen. And God, put the leave that shield, that hedge around them, as you did. Job had a hedge. You removed it. You could prove yourself. But God, I'm asking you to leave the hedge around these people in the name of Jesus. Let no bullets, let no any type of attack on them be successful. But God, leave the hedge around them and protect them and bless them. Lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. Give strength to every person in this group. Yeah. God, circumference them with your blessing and with your love. And thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that shall hover around them. And in the name of Jesus, bring joy and peace and more love and hope to them in the name of Jesus. Pray this properly for the glory of God. And thank you for it in Jesus' name. This day, the Lord said, this day. This day shall be a glorious day for thee. Something in the spirit realm, God shall honor you, and he shall bless you this day. Something good is going to happen to you before, I said, before the sun goes down.
Oh, God, my soul, let you.
This day, it shall be so. Just as you need, and you have made a sacrifice, the Holy Ghost is saying. God shall let a sacrifice come to you. It's a sacrificial blessing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
On his way. Look for it. I said, look for it this day. And before you get it, I want to ask you, just thank him. Keep thanking him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
You're going, oh, some of y'all are going to walk up on it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Blessings shall fall upon thee.